Welcome to morning prayer and worship. This is the seventh Friday in the season of Easter in the church calendar, the last day of Easter, as we prepare for the day of Pentecost. Please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Please consider giving to morning prayer. We need you. Thank you if you already give and sow into this ministry. Just a small amount can go so far in continuing the work the Lord is doing here.
Extravagant.
grace. Your fragrance is intoxicating in our secret place. Your love is extravagant, extravagant. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Considered me friend, capture my heart again. Lord, your love is extravagant. You pour it out on us, even when we don't deserve it. Because you love us, and you created us, you made us in your image, you formed us in our mother's womb, knit us together with the greatest of care and creativity and wonder and mystery and majesty. Thank you, Lord. Our psalm for today, Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, Lord, my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call, answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke, my bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears because of your great wrath. For you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. In the course of my life, he broke my strength. He cut short my days. So I said, do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. Through all generations we travel now. We travel through all generations who have called upon your name. Oh, and we join with all generations, all generations, calling upon the Ancient of Days, the Ancient of Days. You always were God. You are the uncreated one. You always were God, and you always will be. Scripture lesson today, we're continuing in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now, the main point of what we are saying is this: we do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by a mere human being. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it. You make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found people and said, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. Because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. Christ. We can know you, we can know you. Rich or poor, young or old, no matter where we're from or where we are or what we've done or what we haven't done, we don't have to be taught by anyone anymore how to know you. We can just know you. You invite us in. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this last Friday, the season of Easter. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now forever in glory everlasting. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give us prompts. Pray specifically for those in your life. Say names out loud before that throne to which you are invited with boldness. Thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus. Placed you in the midst of. pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, enemies. Bless those who curse you, as our Lord taught us. God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together again on Monday, walking into that Pentecost, Holy Spirit pouring out. May that be true for you this Sunday, the day of Pentecost. Receive the Holy Spirit.